far off better name, but it's Moore Creek, so west of us, one of them Bodark and one of them Jack Ford, right in west of Stonewall.
Hmm. What flows into a creek?
Huh?
What flows into a creek?
Well, I guess it'd be what they'd call a branch, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. And then the creek flows into a...
To a river.
Uh-huh. What do you call a place where the creek comes into the river and the water backs up and sort of stands around there?
Yeah. Well, of course, I don't hardly know it. Always when these creeks gets up, and that backwater, I always just call it backwater, but it's got a name, but I don't know what you'd call it.
Do you have boats on these creeks around here?
Yeah, they've got boats down here where these lakes is.
Yeah.
Lake Texoma. They're going to run that water into Oklahoma City. Huh. They're building the line now. They've got it covered up with boats.
Boy, that's a long pull to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they're going to... The line goes right across in yonder where that timber is.
Huh.
Yeah. Comes out from back in there towards Atoka, and it goes out northwest to Oklahoma City.
Huh. My goodness. Think of all the line they're going to have to lay.
That line, the pipe's 6 inches up and down this way.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Did they have boats around here when you were a boy?
No, there wasn't no boats in here then. It could have been I don't guess it's the one in the country. Well, it might have been a few on these sloughs or lakes around somewhere.
Uh-huh.
These duck hunters might have had a few.
Do you have many ducks around here?
Yeah, we've got, they come in here in the winter, fall, winter time.
Uh-huh. What do you call a place out in your field where the water washes the soil away?
Call it a gully. Yeah, I got a lot of them gullies here now where them farmers broke up this land.
Yeah.
Washed it off.
160 acres and you can't make a living, but you can watch it drift away.
Yeah.
Where do you water your stock now?
Well, we'd water them out of a tank, earth tank.
Did you do that when you were a boy?
Well, it wasn't hardly any tanks in this country then.
Huh.
When I was small. They watered them then out of these springs and creeks around. And if it was a right dry year, everything dried up, we'd take our cattle down here to Clear Boggy.
Uh-huh.
Just turn them loose down there because it's outside, you see.
Uh-huh.
I never did see Boggy dry. I've seen it quit running, but I never did see it dry.
Huh.
Yeah.
Boy, where would you build a tank?
Where would you build a tank?
Uh-huh.
I would build it in a draw, and where, what I'd call a draw, it's a low place where a little branch or something had come down.
Uh-huh.
Off of a rise, like you see.
Uh-huh. And then just throw up your dam and wait for the rain, huh?
But that, them kind they used to build, them scrapers, you couldn't do much, build much of a tank with mules and scrapers, but now they got, later days, they got these bulldozers and you can build any kind of tank you want to.
And now you can move the earth.
Yeah. But when my father's alive here, and